我继续来讲主说的敬天国十要的第六要。
I'm going to continue on the topic of the 10 requirements Lord said to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们请看马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马太福音第五章第三节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3.Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
主说要进天国要虚心，那就是英文所说的心灵贫穷。
Jesus says that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be humble, which is to say poor in spirit.
天国是心灵贫穷的人的。
For the kingdom of heaven belongs to the poor in spirit.
因为心灵贫穷的人比较容易进天国。
Because it is easier for those who are poor in spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为心灵贫穷的人知道他自己肉体的软弱，也知道他自己的能力的有限。
Because those who are poor in spirit know the limitations of their flesh as well as how weak they are.
所以他不敢自高自大。
And hence they will not dare to exalt themselves.
他存心谦卑，乐意接受别人的指教。
But rather they will willingly accept the teachings and admonishments of others.
因此他比别人更容易接受天国的福音。
And thus they will more easily accept the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
就好像埃提阿伯的太监，他是一个掌管全国财务的人。
Just like the eunuch of
埃提阿伯的太监
Ethiopia.
他是掌管全国财务的人。
He was a person who managed the wealth of an entire country.
他有权力，他更有财力。
He had power and he had even more wealth.
但是他心灵贫穷。
But he was poor in spirit.
他谦卑学习主的道，结果他得到拯救。
He learned the word of the Lord with humility and thus he gained salvation.
但是那些心里自以为富足的人，他们就很难接受这个天国的福音了。
But those who think that they are rich in spirit will find it difficult to accept the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
我们请看马可福音的第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
我们读二十一到二十三节。
Verse 21 to verse 23.
马可福音第十章二十一到二十三节。
Mark 10, verse 21 to verse 23. Verse 21.And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Verse 22, disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Verse 23, and Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.
这个人是一个财主。
This person was very rich.
在路加福音十八章十八节说，他也是一个官。
In Luke chapter 18, verse 18, it also says that he was a judge.
他来求问主说，我当做什么事，我才可以得到永生？
And he came to ask Jesus, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
当主耶稣说，诫命你是晓得的。
When Jesus replied that you must know the commandments,
他立刻说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
He said that I have obeyed this since my youth.
他的意思是说，这些诫命我通通都遵守了，那我还要做什么事情才可以得到永生呢？
And what he means here is that I know these commandments thoroughly, so what else must I do to inherit eternal life?
那说你还缺少一件。
But Jesus said that you still lack one thing.
你要变卖你所有的分给穷人。
Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor.
那你就有财产寄存在天国。
And then you will have treasure in heaven.
那你还要来跟从我。
And then you must come and follow me.
本来他脸上是很得意的，因为他都遵守了一切的诫命，从小就遵守到现在。
Initially, he would have been very proud of himself because he had kept all the commandments since young.
但是现在听了主耶稣说的，他脸上变了脸色，忧忧愁愁的走了。
But now after hearing what Jesus had to say, after all that, he became sorrowful and left.
因为他的财产很多。
For he had great possessions.
他不能够变卖他的财产分给穷人的。
And he could not bear to sell all that he had and give to the poor.
他更不能够放下他的官位来去跟从耶稣的。
Nor could he give up his position as a ruler to go and follow Jesus.
那为什么我们的主耶稣好像特别的来为难这一个财主？
So why does it seem like Jesus was purposely trying to make the life of this person hard?
因为主耶稣并没有叫其他追求永生的财主要变卖他们的财产来分给穷人啊。
It's not like Jesus had commanded any other rich young ruler to go and sell their possessions and to follow him.
就算是财主撒该把他的财产的一半分给穷人，那是他自己自愿的，而不是主耶稣叫他这样做的。
Even Zacchaeus gave half of his possessions away willingly to the poor. It was not forced on him by Jesus.
那怎么主耶稣却对这个财主这么样的要求？
So why does it seem that Jesus was so strict on this particular young man?
其实主耶稣并不是特别为难他，而是特别的爱他。
But actually we find that it is not that Jesus was trying to make this person's life difficult, but it was that he specially loved him.
因为主耶稣知道拦阻他进天国的最大的问题就是钱财。
Because he knew that the greatest thing that was stopping this young man from entering the kingdom of heaven was money.
所以在23节主耶稣就对于门徒说，
Which is why Jesus said to his disciples in verse 23,
有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。
How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.
那这样讲，有钱财的人就真的很难进天国吗？
So does this mean that those who have money will find it difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven?
其实有钱财的人并不是很难进天国的。
Actually, it is not difficult for those who have money to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以在24节，主耶稣进一步的来说明。
Which is why Jesus further elaborates in verse 24.
他说，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。
Jesus said to them, Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God.
你有钱财，但是你不依靠钱财，你依靠神，你是很容易进天国的。
So if you have wealth, but you do not rely on wealth to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must rely on God.
但是你有钱财，你却依靠钱财，不依靠神，那当然你很难进神的国了。
But if you were to rely not on God but on money, then you would naturally find it difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个少年财主已经成为一个依靠钱财的财主。
And this rich young man became a man who relied on money.
他认为我有钱我才可以活下去的。
He thought to himself that only now that I have money, I can live comfortably.
主叫我变卖所有的分给穷人，那你叫我还怎么样活下去呢？
But you, Lord, are telling me to sell all that I have and give to the poor. How can I continue to live?
钱是我的全世。
Money is my entire world.
我有钱，我就可以吩咐人做事，不必人来吩咐我做事。
As long as I have this money, I can tell people to do whatever I want. I do not need to listen to others.
我不必去看别人的脸色，别人反而要看我的脸色。
I do not need to look out for the moods of others, but others need to watch my mood.
钱是我的荣耀。
Money is my glory.
我有钱，自然就会有人来尊敬我，讨好我。
As long as I have money, people naturally favor me and seek my favor.
不是我去尊敬人，讨好人。
I do not need to specifically go and seek the favor of others.
我不必因为没有钱而自卑，受各种的委屈的。
Nor do I need to suffer because I do not have money.
钱更是我的力量。
Money is even more so my strength.
我有钱，我就可以买任何的东西，不需要看价钱的。
So long as I have money, I do not even need to look at the price, and I can buy this.
我想起以前啊，我在和传道娘拍拖的时候，或者刚刚结婚的时候。
And I think back to a time when I was recently married or was still in the process of dating my wife.
好，我们经过一个餐馆啊，它是很出名的，里面的东西很好吃的。
So we walked by this restaurant and the things inside, and this was a very famous restaurant.
我们很想进去。
We really wanted to go in.
那我跟传道娘说，那我们先看一下那个价钱吧。
But I told my wife that we should first look at the prices.
看了一下，我摇摇头，我的老婆看到我摇摇头，她拉我走了。
So the moment I looked at the prices, I started shaking my head, and my wife, upon seeing this, dragged me away.
到了今天，我们比以前富有多了。
So today, compared to the past, we are much more blessed now.
当然比起你们，我穷了一点啊。
Of course, compared to the rest of you, I may be still be a bit poorer.
但是比起以前啊，我们真的是富有了。
But compared to the past, we are truly more wealthy now.
我们到 North Point 那一边餐馆要去吃东西。
When we go to the restaurant in North Point and we want to eat something,
这一次不是我看价钱，是我老婆看价钱。
Now it is my wife instead of me who was looking at the prices.
她看着看着说啊，我们还是去 food court 吃好了。
And when she looks at the prices, she tells me, "Let's go to the food court instead."
我就笑她，我说以前我们是没有钱呐、啊，要看价钱呐、啊。现在感谢主了，神给我们比较富裕，可以吃了。
So I told my wife, in the past, we had to look at the prices and decide not to eat. But thank the Lord, now we can go into the restaurant and eat.
有钱的人啊，不知道穷人为什么他要买一样东西哈，他要走三家去问价钱，比较价钱。
So the rich people will never understand why poor people have to go to three different shops to compare prices.
有钱的人也不明白为什么他这么多忧虑，明天要吃什么。
Nor do the rich fully understand why the poor have so many worries about what they are going to eat tomorrow.
只要有钱，你想吃什么就吃什么。
So long as you have money, you can eat whatever you want.
想买什么就买什么。
You can buy whatever you want.
所以钱真的成为我们的力量。
So money can truly become our strength.、
有时候孩子不听话，他妈妈说：“你想要我封锁你的 pocket money 叫什么？” pocket money， 我一下子华语不够用。啊，零用钱，零用钱。
So when the kids are being naughty, their mothers will tell them, "Do you want me to withhold your allowance?"
我们甚至懂得用钱来控制人。
All of us instinctively know how to control people with money.
我们也会用钱来去讨好人。
And we also instinctively know how to curry favor with money.
钱真的成为我们的力量。
So in this case, money is truly our strength.
但无形当中，它成了我们的主人。
But without realizing it, it has also become our master.
这个财主的主人其实就是他的钱财。
The master of this rich young man was ironically his money.
所以主耶稣才叫他放弃钱财这个主人，跟从我这个主人，你就可以得到永生。
Which is why Jesus told him to let go of this master of money, his money, which was his master at the time, and to follow his new master, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主的。
Jesus has also said that one man cannot serve two masters.
钱财这个主人给了你享受，但是却要了你的灵魂。
This master money has given you pleasure, but has exchanged your soul for it.
主耶稣却是给你永生的主人。
And rather, Jesus is the master who gives you eternal life.
这两个主人，你选择跟从哪一个主人
？So which master would you choose to follow?
但是很可惜的，许多信徒放弃了主耶稣，却追随财富这个主人。
But pitifully, many disciples like this one here chose to give up Jesus to pursue money.
好像这个财主一样。
Just like this rich young man.
那要怎么样进天国呢
？So how can these people enter the kingdom of heaven?
所以如果我们真的要进天国
，If we truly wish to enter the kingdom of heaven,
我们要选择跟从耶稣。
We must choose to follow Jesus.
宁愿心灵贫穷，宁愿身体贫穷，但是心灵富足，能够进入神的国。
We must be willing to be poor in our physical lives, but be full in our spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们请看马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5,
第十节
verse 10. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第七个要，主说要进天国，要为义受逼迫。
The seventh requirement.Is that you must be persecuted for righteousness' sake?
为义受逼迫，到底是为了什么义受逼迫呢
？So what righteousness is this referring to here?
并不是打抱不平那一种见义勇为的义。
It is not referring to extremists.
啊，你看到有人被欺负了哈，那你就要仗义见义勇为，你去帮助他。
It is not telling you to be a vigilante.
在约翰一书第二章第一节。
In Second John chapter one verse one.
第二章第一节。
Second John chapter two verse one.
约翰称耶稣为义者。
John calls Jesus the righteous one.
所以为义受逼迫是特别指为了主耶稣这个义者来受逼迫。
So to suffer for righteousness' sake is to suffer for Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣也事先告诉我们。
Because Jesus has also told us.
信主的人都要因为主耶稣而受各种的逼迫的。
That those who believe in Christ must also suffer for the sake of Christ.
但主耶稣也教导我们，面对这些逼迫，我们不需要害怕。
But Jesus tells us that when we face this persecution, we need not be afraid.
因为我们面对逼迫，并不是有祸了，而是有福了。
Because when we face this persecution, we are not condemned, but we are blessed.
当我们受到信仰上的逼迫的时候啊，你是说我有福了，还是你说我有难了呢？
So when you meet these persecutions, are you saying to yourself, I am in trouble or I am blessed?
这是一个难，但这其实也是一个福。
This might be a physical suffering, but at the same time, it is also a blessing.
在马太福音第五章十一跟十二节告诉我们。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 and 12 tells us.
人若因我辱骂你们逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
But verse 11, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account.
十二节，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven.
因此，当我们面对信仰上的各种逼迫的时候
，Which is why when we meet various persecutions in terms of our faith.
我们知道这是个苦难。
We know that we are suffering.
但是我们更要相信主说的，这也是一个福分。
But at the same time, we must believe in the promise that Jesus has given us that this is a blessing.
只要我们忍耐胜过这些苦难，我们在天国的赏赐是大的。
And as long as we persevere and are able to overcome these persecutions, our reward in heaven is great.
天国是那一些愿意为主耶稣来忍受逼迫的人。
The kingdom of heaven is for those who are willing to suffer persecution for righteousness' sake.
主耶稣告诉我们
，Jesus also tells us.
以前的先知他们也是一样面对各种的逼迫的。
The prophets of old also suffered similar persecution.
但是他们都靠主忍耐胜过这一切的逼迫。
But they relied on the Lord to overcome these persecutions and to come victorious.
那为什么众先知和古圣徒他们都能够这样忍耐胜过这些逼迫呢？
So why are the disciples and the apostles of old able to hold on to their faith and overcome these persecution?
因为主的灵与他们同在。
Because the Spirit of the Lord is with them.
虽然他们肉体有许多的忧愁、害怕和痛苦。
Although their physical bodies were undergoing much suffering.
但是主的灵在他们心灵里面感动他们，安慰他们，加添他们心灵的力量。
The Spirit of the Lord touched them, moved them, and added strength to their hearts.
所以他们在各种的逼迫当中，仍然能够坚持信仰，忍耐到底。
Which is why they were able to hold on to their faith and overcome all these persecutions.
好像我们看到斯蒂凡面对一个很痛苦的逼迫。
Just like how we saw Stephen overcome his great persecution.
他是被人拿石头打死的。
He was stoned to death.
但是我们看到他心里没有埋怨神，更没有怨恨这些拿石头打死他的人。
But we can see that not only did he not hate God, he did not hate those who had taken stones to stone him.
因为我们看到他很平静地向主神祷告。
But rather we saw him pray peacefully to God.
主啊，接受我的灵魂。
God, Lord, into your arms, I.
他并没有说主啊，你为什么让我受这么大的痛苦而死
？He did not ask God why he allowed him to suffer such great persecution and die.
他反而很平静的，我要死了。最重要的，主接受我的灵魂。
But rather, in the end, he just said that he was about to die and please accept my spirit.
更重要的。他没有忘记一件很重要的事。
And most importantly, he did not forget the most important thing.
他竟然还求主赦免这一些逼迫他的人，饶恕他们的罪。
He told the Lord to not hold this sin against them.
这是很难理解的。
And this is something that is hard to understand.
这是圣灵充满他，让他心里有这种的平静，这种的安稳。
But this is the work of the infilling of the Holy Spirit in him, giving him this spiritual peace.
让他心里没有怨恨了。
To not let him have hate in his heart.
所以我们要祈求圣灵充满我们，帮助我们。
Which is why we must ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and to guide us.
斯提芬真的好像一个皮球。
Stephen is like a ball.
虽然被人大力地甩在地上。
Although he was thrown to the ground by people.
但这个皮球没有破裂，反而反弹起来。
This ball did not break, but it bounces back up.
因为它里面充满了气。
Because it is filled with air.
如果皮球里面没有气，
if there is,
它不够气。
If there is no air in the ball, or there is not enough air,
你一甩啊，它就趴在地上，根本弹都弹不起来了。
The moment you throw it against the ground, it will not bounce back up.
所以保罗勉励我们。
Which is why Paul tells us,
我们要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这样当我们面对各种的逼迫的时候，
So that whenever we face various persecutions,
我们不是被爬下，我们是能够反弹而上的。
That we are not stomped to the ground, but rather we can bounce back up.
我们来讲第八个要。
The eighth requirement.
我们看五章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
马太福音第五章二十节。
Matthew 5 verse 20. Verse 20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
主说要进天国，你们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
Jesus here says that if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees.
文士和法利赛人的义就是遵行律法而得到的义。
The righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is that of following the law and gaining righteousness from that.
但他们这一种义不能够被神称义。
But this righteousness of theirs cannot be acknowledged by God.
不是遵行律法不好。
It is not that following the law is bad.
但是他们只是在外表上遵行律法，看起来是一个很虔诚的人。
But they were only following the law on the surface and seeming like very reverent people.
但是他们的心里却充满了许多的假善和各种不法的事情。
But their hearts were filled with hypocrisy and various things that were against the law.
神是看人内心的，他们怎么能够被神称义呢？
God is God that looks at the hearts of men. How can they be justified by God?
我们的义不是因为遵行神的律法。
Our righteousness is not derived from just following the law.
我们的义是因为相信耶稣基督，在基督里被神称义。
But rather, our righteousness derives from believing in Christ and being justified by God.
所以我们的义是胜过文士和法利赛人的义的。
Which is why our righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees.
因为在基督里被神称义的人，他是一个新造的人。
Because those who are justified by Christ are new people, a new man.
会将心智改变一心。
They can change their hearts.
他不再效法世界，而是效法基督。
They will no longer emulate the world, but emulate Christ.
他不再是跟随世界，他是跟随基督。
They will no longer follow the world, but follow Christ instead.
他也会脱去他从前的旧人，穿上新人。
And they will shed their old self and put on their new self.
这个新人就是按照神的形象和样式造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And this new man is created according to the likeness of Christ, one who has righteousness and love.
但是如果基督徒相信基督，他不是在基督里。
可以重复吗？
如果一个基督徒相信基督，但不是在基督里。
But if a Christian were to believe in Christ, but does not belong, but does not belong to Christ,
他是在世界里效法世界，跟随世界。
But rather chooses to emulate the world and to be part of the world.
他也没有改变，脱去旧人，成为一个新人。
Nor do they let go, shed their past selves, and become new people.
那他们就比这一些文士和法利赛人更加的不义了。
They are even more unrighteous than these scribes and Pharisees.
所以主耶稣说
Which is why Jesus says,
你们的义如果不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能够进天国。
Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们这一些在基督里被神称义的人，
Which is why those who have been justified here in Christ,
我们一定要在基督里。
We must remain in Christ.
我们一定要效法基督。
We must emulate Christ.
我们一定要跟随基督。
We must follow Christ.
这样我们才能够进天国。
Only by doing this will we be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们看到许多基督徒信基督却不在基督里。
We see many Christians who call on the name of Christ and believe in the name, but are not actually in Christ.
他们是效法世界、跟随世界的人。
They are those who emulate the world and follow the world.
这样的人要怎么能够进天国呢？
How can such people possibly enter the kingdom of heaven?
如果你真的想要进天国，
So if you truly wish to enter the kingdom of heaven,
你要认真思想主耶稣这一句话。
You must carefully ponder the statement of Jesus.
你的义如果不能够胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能够进天国的。
If your righteousness cannot exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我来讲第九个要。
The ninth requirement.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
第三节。
Verse 3.Verse 3, and said, Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
主说，要进天国，要回转变成小孩子的样式。
Jesus says that unless you become children again, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
每个小孩啊，都急着要长大成人。
Every small child cannot wait to grow up and become adults.
每一个长大成人的人都急着要成为大人物。
And every adult desires to become a great person.
连主耶稣的门徒也一样。
Jesus' disciples were the same.
他们虽然放下了世上的一切。
Although they had given up all their worldly possessions.
但是没有放下他们心里想要做大的那一种心理。
They are not given up their ambition deep inside their hearts.
他们在那边讨论在天国我们谁才是最大的。
To the point where they were discussing who was the greatest among them in heaven.
可见的，人人都想做大。
We can see that everybody desires to be great.
有三个小孩啊，人小鬼大。有三个小孩子，他们虽然很小。但是他们却好像大人那么样啊，诡计多端啊。
Although they are small like children, they have the cunning of adults and the arguing of adults.
当然，他们还没有能力来去增大啦。
So naturally, they did not have the ability to seek the great.
但是他们却很喜欢比较大。
But they liked to compare who was the greatest.
有一个小孩说。
There was this small child who said,
我爸爸的房子比你们爸爸的房子大。
My father's house is bigger than your father's house.
另外一个小孩子也不服输。
Another child was not willing to lose.
可是我爸爸的车子比你们爸爸的车子大。
My father's car is bigger than your father's car.
那第三个小孩就很着急了，他想来想去，想不到有什么比别人大的。
And the third child was very frantic because he could not think of what his father had that was bigger than the others.
突然之间他想到了。
All of a sudden he thought of it.
所以他很得意地说。
So he proudly said,
我爸爸的肚子比你们爸爸的肚子大。
My father's belly is bigger than your father's belly.
我们有时候觉得小孩子这样的比真的是一个笑话。
We think that it is very cute for these children to compare like this.
但是我们不是常常一直在闹这样的笑话吗？
But are we not constantly arguing in the same manner of these sorts of jokes?
就像主耶稣的这个十二个门徒在闹这么大的笑话，要在天国里面比较谁是最大的。
Just like Jesus' disciples who were arguing of the greatest joke of all, who was the greatest in heaven?
真的是笑死加百列了。
This was truly the greatest joke of all.
加百列是不是天使啊
？Gabriel 对，
是哈，
是是是。
他们好像不懂我讲是谁哦。
This was truly making the archangel Gabriel laugh to death.
你说那些天使在看主耶稣特别拣选的十二门徒在争论天国谁最大，是不是笑死
？Because he was watching the disciples who Jesus had specifically chosen argue who was the greatest of all, would this not be a great joke to him?
所以主耶稣叫我们要回转，变成小孩子的样式。
Which is why Jesus tells us to turn back and become children again.
那到底是要变成小孩子的哪一种样式呢？
But which likeness of children should we emulate?
当然不是像这一些人小鬼大的孩子在比较谁最大。
Of course, it's not like these competitive children who are comparing who is the greatest.
在第四节主耶稣说，
But in verse 4, Jesus says,
凡自己谦卑像这个小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣说的小孩并不是人小鬼大的小孩，而是纯真的小孩。
So Jesus was not referring to a competitive or very naughty child, but rather this pure, pure and innocent child.
小孩都是谦卑的。
And innocent children will all be humble.
因为他不懂得什么叫做权力和地位。
Because they do not know what is power and what is status.
所以他们不会去追求这些权力，更不会想要借党做老大。
And thus they will not desire power, nor will they seek to be the big boss.
他们的思想是很单纯的，不像大人那么复杂。
Their thoughts are very simple and not complicated like adults.
所以他们很容易接受别人的指正。
Which is why they will be able to acknowledge the teachings of others.
你责备他错了，他虽然哭了，可是他还是会站在那边听你骂他的。
Although you scold them and they cry, they will still stand there and listen to you scolding them.
他也没有什么特别的优越感。
Nor are they particularly worried about anything.
不论是不同的阶级或者是不同的种族，他都能够跟他们做朋友，大家一起玩的。
No matter what tribe or what nation they are from, others may be from, they can be friends with them.
当然，他们也会有吵架的时候。
Naturally, there will be times where there will be arguments.
但是他们不会怀恨在心。
But they will not hold this grudge in their hearts.
很快，他们就和好如初了。
Rather, they will quickly make up and become friends again.
所以主耶稣要我们回转，好像这种纯真的小孩子那样的谦卑。
And so Jesus wants us to become like innocent children again and to be humble.
回转是一种方向的改变。
Becoming like a child again is a direction for change.
本来自己想要做大。
Initially, we wanted to be the greatest.
我们一直追求更高的位置。
Initially, we constantly sought a higher position.
我们最想做的就是领袖。
We wish to be the commanders.
但是现在我们愿意自己谦卑下来。
But now we are willing to humble ourselves.
向做低位，甘心做一个仆人。
And we are willing to be a humble servant.
回转更是一种心意的转变。
And turning back also represents a change in your heart.
本来想要被人家服侍，好让我高高在上。
Change your intention. Initially, you wanted to be served and to be exalted above the rest.
但是现在却愿意谦卑的来服侍人。
But now you're willing to humbly serve others.
因为主耶稣说
，Because Jesus said,
人子来不是要被人服侍，而是服侍人的。
The Son of Man came to this world not to be served but to serve others.
我们比耶稣更尊贵更大吗？
Are we greater or more glorious than the Lord Jesus?
连主耶稣都甘心谦卑来服侍人，那我们做主的门徒，我们的服侍又算得了什么呢？
Even Jesus himself willingly served others, so as disciples of Jesus, what does our service count for?
主耶稣叫我们要回转，变成小孩子的样式。
Jesus tells us to turn back and become like children again.
但是在以弗所书第四章十四节。
But in Ephesians 4 verse 14.
以弗所书第四章十四节。
Ephesians 4 verse 14.
保罗说，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Verse 14, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
保罗教导我们不要做小孩子。
Paul teaches us not to be children.
主耶稣教导我们要回转变做小孩子。
But Jesus teaches us to become like children.
保罗说的是不是跟主耶稣说的有冲突？
So is there conflict between what Paul said and what Jesus said?
一点都没有冲突。
There is no conflict here.
保罗叫我们长大成人，不要做小孩子，因为我们要面对世界这个敌人。
Paul tells us to grow and not be children because we have to face the enemy of the world.
我们不要被这个世界来迷惑，被这个世界掳去了。
So that we will not be deceived and led astray by the world.
主耶稣叫我们做小孩是要进入天国。
But Jesus tells us to be like little children so that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以在这个世界上，面对这个世界，我们要赶快长大成人，不要一直做小孩。
So when we are facing this world, we must quickly grow up and become mature and not remain as children.
但是在信仰上要进天国，我们要赶快回转变作小孩的样式。
But in terms of our faith, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must quickly turn back and become children again.
好，我来讲最后的一个要。
The last requirement.
请看路加福音的十三章。
Luke 13.
23到24节。
Verse 23 to verse 24. Luke chapter 13, verse 23 to verse 24. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, verse 24, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
主说要进天国，要努力进去。
Jesus says that you must strive to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个问题的开始是有一个人来问主耶稣，得救的人少吗？
And at the beginning of this, someone asked Jesus if those who are saved will be few.
为什么他是问得救的人少吗？而他不是说得救的人多吗？
Why did he ask if those who are saved will be few and not many?
为什么他这么样的认定得救的人是少的？
Why was he so sure that those who are saved will be few?
他这样的问当然是有一个原因的。
Of course, there is a reason why he asked this.
当主耶稣行神迹医病赶鬼的时候，
When Jesus performed miracles and cast out the demons and healed the sick,
跟随耶稣的人啊，真的是越来越多。
Those who followed Jesus were increasing in number.
耶稣到哪里，他们就跟到哪里。
Wherever Jesus went, they would follow.
连耶稣要吃饭休息的时间都没有。
Even the time where Jesus wanted to eat or rest by himself,
你可以想象跟随他的人是多么多，也多么的热忱。
Could you imagine just how many and how fervent these people who were following him were?
但是这个人却看到，真正跟从耶稣的人，其实并不是眼前看到的那么多人。
But this person here clearly saw that those who truly followed Christ were not as many as those who he saw.
因为他知道很多人这样热心跟从，是因为有饼吃得饱，或者病得医治，他们需要耶稣帮助他们肉体上的困苦。
He knew clearly that those who had followed Jesus had ulterior motives, like wanting to have bread or wanting to be healed.
那后来这一些人就渐渐离开耶稣，不再继续跟从了。
And these people, once they had gotten what they wanted, would slowly leave Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为主耶稣告诉他们。
Because Jesus told them.
你们不要因为有饼吃饱来跟从我，也不要因为看见神迹而跟从我。
Do not follow me because you see miracles or because there is bread to eat.
不要为肉体的食物劳力，要为永生的食物劳力。
Do not labor for physical food, but for eternal life.
那么那一些要追求肉体食物的人，当然很失望的离开了。
And those who sought after physical nourishment were naturally disappointed and left.
主耶稣又进一步的说。
And Jesus followed up on this and said,
你们如果真的要跟从我，要背起十字架来跟从我。
If you truly wish to follow me, you must take up your cross and follow.
并且你们要为我的名被人家辱骂，被人家逼迫。
And you'll be cursed and persecuted for my name.
那一些人听到这样的话，你说还有谁还敢继续的来跟从耶稣呢？
Once all these people had heard what he had to say, who would continue to follow him?
因为他们知道耶稣说的是真的。
Because they knew that what he said was true.
他们的宗教领袖啊，他们都已经对耶稣越来越反感，越来越对立了。
Their spiritual leaders were more and more against Jesus.
甚至他们已经决定，如果谁相信耶稣是基督，就要把他赶出会堂。
And they had already decided that whoever believed that Jesus was Christ was to be chased out of the synagogue.
在这样的情况之下，还有多少人敢继续跟从耶稣？
Under such circumstances, who would want to continue to follow Christ?
所以他问耶稣，得救的人少吗？
Which is why this person asked if those who were saved were few.
主耶稣没有回答他得救的人多还是少。
Jesus did not answer whether there were many or few to be saved.
因为知道得救的人有多或者是少，其实对你来说一点都不重要，也没有关系。
Because whether those who are saved are few or many has nothing to do with you, nor is it important.
但是知道你自己能不能够得救，这才是重要的，这是跟你有直接关系的。
But rather the most important thing here is knowing whether you will be saved.
所以主耶稣就回答说，
Which is why Jesus answered.
你们要努力进窄门。
You must strive to enter through the narrow door.
我们知道我们在信仰上要努力。
We know that we must persevere through our faith.
但是我们现在却努力不起来。
But now we cannot find the strength to continue on.
我们总是想将来我们一定努力。
We might tell ourselves that we will be striving in the future.
你是不是心里也是这样想？
Are you truly thinking this in your heart?
那主耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus tells us here.
将来有很多人想要进去，却是不能。
There will be many who will seek to enter, but will not be able to.
如果现在你不努力追求进去，将来你想要进去，进不了了。
If you do not work hard now, when you wish to enter in the future, you will not be able to anymore.
所以我们要听主的话，我们不是将来才努力，我们是现在就要努力。
We must heed the word of the Lord. We cannot strive in the future only, but we must start striving now.
因为意外和明天，你不知道哪一样先来的。
Because whether tomorrow comes first or an accident comes first, you do not know which will come.
所以我们不要想将来。
So let's not think about the future.
将来我们不知道。
We do not know what the future
holds. 但我们知道现在我们要敬畏神，我们要敬拜神。
But we know that now we must revere and worship God.
我们要努力进天国。
We must strive to enter the kingdom of heaven.
保罗说我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
Paul says that our salvation is a grace and because of our faith.
不是靠我们的努力去遵行律法的，因为没有人能够靠遵行律法而得救的。
It is not because we strive to keep the law that we enter the kingdom of heaven, because the law itself cannot save.
但是主耶稣却告诉我们要努力进天国。
But Jesus says that we must strive to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那保罗所讲的跟主耶稣讲的是不是又有冲突呢？
So is there yet again more conflict between what Paul says and what Jesus says?
当然没有冲突。
Of course there is no conflict.
得救进天国的路是主耶稣为我们打开的。
The pathway to enter the kingdom of heaven is one that is opened by the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有一个人能够靠着自己的努力遵行律法而打开进天国的路的。
There is nobody who was able to rely on himself following the law to the letter to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们都是因为主的恩典，因为我们相信主，所以我们才有资格走这一条进天国的道路。
But rather it's because we have come to believe in Christ and we have gotten this qualification to walk on this path.
但是天国路的路程却是要我们每一个人努力去走完的。
But this path to the King of Heaven is one that we must strive and work hard to finish.
有人信主以后，他却不走天国的路，反而去走世界的路。
There are those who, after believing in Christ, choose not to walk the path of heaven, but to walk the path of the world.
他只是一个挂名的信徒。
They are just believers by name.
有一些人走天国的路，但是却懒惰走。
And there are those who begin on the path of heaven, but become lazy halfway.
他走走停停，他一直走在后面。
They walk and they stop and they continually stay at the back.
他不是不走，但走得比乌龟还慢。
It's not that they don't walk on the path, but they walk slower than a turtle.
你走慢不要紧，只要你不停，你一定会达到的。
It does not matter how slow you are, as long as you continue to walk.
你走得已经慢了，你还常常停下来，你几时才能够走到呢？
But now you are already slow, and yet you are continuously taking breaks. So when will you reach that point?
希伯来书的作者说，有一些人他们已经赶不上了。
The author of Hebrews says that there are those who are already unable to catch up.
他们是落后的冷淡的信徒。
There are those who are just staying in the back and their hearts have grown cold.
这些人怎么样进得了天国呢？
How can these people enter the kingdom of heaven?
我们请看希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第一到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3. Hebrews 4 verse 1 to verse 3. Verse 1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. Verse 2. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. Verse 3. For we who believed enter the rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
我们既蒙神留下进入他应安息的应许，那应当欢喜啊，怎么是应当畏惧呢？
So now that we have gotten this promise of being able to enter the rest of the Lord, we should rejoice. But why are they not doing so?
那到底畏惧什么？
What are they,
害怕什么？
What are they fearful of?
畏惧进不了那个安息啊。
They are fearful that they are not able to enter that final rest.
为什么进不了安息？
Why are they not able to enter this rest?
因为赶不上啊。
Because they cannot reach it.
为什么赶不上呢？
And why can they not reach it?
因为不努力啊。
Because they are not working hard.
为什么不要努力？
So why do they not want to work hard?
因为他们没有信心来调和所听的道。
Because they do not have the faith.To understand what they have listened to.
道理听了很多，可是却没有办法行出来。
They have listened to a lot of sermons, but they are unable to act upon them.
因为他没有用信心来去调和所听的道。
Because they are not able to use their faith to complement what they have heard.
我们知道咖啡粉啊，你要用热水来冲，来调和。才能够冲出那个咖啡香味的。
We know that we must use hot water to complement coffee beans in order to bring out the fragrance of coffee.
你听神的道，你要用你相信神的信心来调和，才能够产生听从神的功效的。
Once you hear the word of God, you must complement that with your faith before you can act upon the word of God.
你没有用信心来听到，你根本不会去听从神的道。
If you do not listen to His word with faith, there is no way you can follow His word.
你都不相信我，我讲什么你会去做吗
？You already do not believe me, so will you do what I say?
我讲了一百句，你根本都不会行一句，你根本都不相信我。
No matter how much I say, you will not do a single thing because you do not believe.
可是如果你相信我
，But if you believe me,
我纵使讲一句，你都会照样去做的。
Even if I say just one thing, you will do your best to do it.
我们听道理听了那么多。
We have heard so many sermons throughout the years.
为什么我们都当作耳边风？
Why do we just take this as passing wind?
为什么我们不认真去行呢？
Why do we not strive to do these?
因为事实上我们并不是真的相信啊。
Because in fact, we do not truly believe.
你真的相信天国吗？
Do you truly believe in heaven?
你真的相信末日要来到吗？
Do you truly believe that the end times are coming?
你真的相信耶稣复活吗？他是我们的神吗
？Do you truly believe that Jesus came back to life and that He is our God?
你真的相信圣灵就是神赐给我们进天国的凭据吗
？Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is the proof of us entering heaven?
这些都是我们听了千百遍的道理。
These are things that we have heard so many times.
可是我们认真的相信吗
？But do we truly believe it?
如果你真的相信。
If you truly believe it,
你会去追求的。
You would strive for it.
你会虽然有软弱
，although you may be weak,
但是你会挣扎的，你会努力的。
You would still continue to fight and work hard.
所谓努力就是经过挣扎
，and this working hard entails fighting.
不努力的人呢、啊，他根本连挣扎都不挣扎。
Those who do not work hard will not even bother to fight.
有时候我们感觉到晚上来参加聚会啊。的确 不容易啊，对不对
？There are times that we feel that coming for Friday night service is not easy.
我们都要经过一番挣扎，要去吗
？We must go through the struggle within ourselves. Should we go or should we not go？
哎呀，这么早下雨，六点半才下雨吗
？There was this rain just now.
那么我就有借口不用来了，因为下大雨啊，我又没有车。
So I've just reason not to go anymore because there was this huge rain and I have no car.
我们总是要经过一番挣扎。
We must struggle within ourselves.
但是经过挣扎，你决定听从神，那你就有福，你就得胜了。
But if after your struggle, you still decide to turn to Jesus, then you will be blessed.
你会发觉到你跟神比较接近了。
And you will find that you have drawn closer to God.
可是每一次挣扎都是失败的。
But if you fail every time you struggle,
都是体贴肉体比较多。
And you place more emphasis on the comfort of your body.
你会发觉到你跟主耶稣的关系越来越远。
You will find that your relationship with God grows further away.
连你祷告主耶稣，你自己都觉得不好意思，太久没有见面了。
And you will feel bad to even pray to God because you have not seen Him for too long.
你们常常讲话的，你们不会感觉到不好意思的，对不对？
If you constantly talk with somebody else, you will not find it awkward.
可是你们跟我讲话，或者我去跟你们讲话，你们会不好意思，会吓了一跳跳。
But if I ever go to go and talk to you, you will be startled.
因为我们没有联络，也没有谈话，怎么突然之间来跟我谈话呢？邀请我喝咖啡啊
？Because preacher does not often talk with you, so if you were to suddenly reach out to you, you will be startled.
我们不会觉得是一件好事，我们在想到底什么事
？We might not find it a good thing, and we may wonder what he wants to talk to us about.
我们就知道我们在信仰上跟主的关系如何了。
And from this, we can derive how good our relationship with Christ is.
所以主告诉我们要努力才能够进入天国，因为这个门是很窄的。
So Jesus tells us that we must strive to enter the kingdom of heaven because this gate is small.
今天我们都听到主说的进天国的十要了。
Today we have heard of the 10 requirements that the Lord requires us to have to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们有没有用信心来调和主所说的道？
Have we reconciled what we have heard through faith?
我们有信心来听主的话努力吗？
Do we have the faith to strive and work hard to fulfill His word?
或者说你愿意听主的话吗？
Or even so, are you willing to listen to His word?
好，我们来唱赞美诗。